All right, guys, we are back, I believe. Tell me we are live in the chat so I don't talk to myself for 20 minutes like I've done before. Yep. What's up, guys? This is Optimus Fields at My Living Truth, and we got a funny episode for you guys today. But before we get into that, we're at block height, 732,782. And the current price per Bitcoin is $41,545 per Bitcoin, which is about 2,407 sats per dollar. So, Winicus, Simply Bitcoin ad read, you got that this week or?
Didn't plan anything, but I can spitball it again if you want.
Yeah, it's kind of your job now.
All right, everyone. Yes, you're tuned into Bitcoin Kindergarten, but we pay the bills because we have a sponsor, Simply Bitcoin. Watch them on YouTube, Bitcoin TV. They're also on Spotify and all the other podcast apps. They give you the daily Bitcoin news, meme reviews, and all that other good stuff. They have two crazy plebs, Nico and Coinicarus, giving you the good. So please watch Simply Bitcoin.
Fire. Wow, Winicus, you're way better at that than I am.
I think I learned how to improvise by never doing my homework and stuff like that, and always just coming up with things last minute. So cheating in school does help, guys.
Genius. Winicus is the king Schwiefer around here. He's the resident scammer, so listen to him when it comes to tips on making your life easier, guys. All right, well, without further ado, let's get into tonight's show. So it is called Tips for Simps, and Becca actually did the reverse of it, which I thought was actually incredibly clever, that the simps are not complete without the Bitcoin Twitter ethos. So we're not just going to do tips for simps. We also will do maybe on the back end how to properly ethot yourself on Bitcoin Twitter and get some sats and scam people. Because we're all about scamming people out here and getting sats, guys. You already know this. But I have some friends here, guys. So how about we have the ladies introduce themselves. Tell us who you are. Maybe how long you've been in Bitcoin. And then whether you are in a relationship or single, and we can go from there.
I'd like to start first. My hairy asshole has led me to be a single fucking crazy cat lady for the last 5 fucking years. Oh my god.
Shut up, hobo. Sorry, guys. Okay, how about Gaz? Go first. You go first.
Hi. My name's Gosla. I'm hoping to become a Bitcoiner after this show. I thought we were actually here applying to be like the chief biologist for Bitcoin. But I'll just hang and see what else is coming up.
Beautiful. We do need a chief biologist to frame the narratives out here. Okay. Actually, wait. Single or in a relationship?
Oh, fuck. Single.
All right. D, next.
Hi, I'm D. I'm single. I don't see that changing anytime soon. I'm also here just to see what's going on here with all the other girls and thoughts in Bitcoin. And to learn some things, I guess. I'm also really hungover, just for the record.
Oof, nice. Wow. Let's go Coastal Nomad. Tristine, you are next. How you doing?
Sup, guys. We'll see how long my phone actually lasts. It always shuts down on Twitter Spaces. But, you know, I'm here to hang out with the hoes and the bros and try and help these simps, you know, actually catch a girl and get laid so they can stop being little, you know, incels on Twitter.
Yes.
Get the horns, Winicus, dude. Come on, bro.
That was a personal yes.
All right. Okay. Did you answer single or relationship?
Was there like an in-between? Just kidding. I guess
complicated. It's complicated. Yeah, it's standard. It's complicated. It's complicated. Okay, undecided. Becca, you're next.
Oh, hello. I'm Becca, and I'm pretty new to Bitcoin. And yeah, I'm also hoping to get this chief biologist position. So we'll see how it goes. And here to hang out. And I'm in a relationship. So, yeah, excited to give some tips out for you guys.
Sweet.
The first relationship. Just kidding.
Okay, Clancy, you're next.
Hey, y'all, I'm Clancy. Sorry, I have a cold. So if I go on a mute for an extended period of time, it's because I'm having a coughing attack. I'm still recovering from Miami. So, but I'm married, fully married. And I just got into Bitcoin yesterday, and I'm here to party, even though I don't sound like it.
Oh man, okay. B, you want to introduce yourself or just sure. Ship us live?
My name is B. I don't know what Bitcoin is, so you'll have to educate me. But I am single, so, you know.
Beautiful. All right. Wow.
This is glorious. I just have to interject here and say that this is pretty awesome. I know there's a lot of Bitcoin podcasts out there where you learn how to run a node, you know, take your Bitcoins off exchanges. But we're here to talk about Bitcoin relationships. So let's get it started, Optimus.
The hard-hitting news. This is all anyone really cares about. So, let's start with the poll you did, Weinikis. Do you have that one up, or should I just spitball it? Because I think this is probably the best place to start for most of us. It was a poll Weinikis put out on, I think it was the kindergarten account, and it was whether you would want to date a Bitcoiner or create the Bitcoiner to date. And we kind of realized that the guys and the girls had different takes. So I think we'll start with the girls and see what your thoughts are on that. And then maybe some of the other people in the chat will chime in. So anyone goes, or I'm going to literally just start picking on people if you guys are being shy. So, yeah. Would you rather date a Bitcoiner or have to go through the pain of creating your boyfriend or girlfriend to be a Bitcoiner?
Well, when you put it that way, it sounds really appealing, but I don't think it really fucking matters. Like, as long as you meet someone that's not retarded, when, like, because now, like, today I feel like it's really hard to find somebody that's not retarded. So if you can find someone that's unretarded, I think that's the first step.
I gotta agree with that.
Yeah, and I'd say sharing core values is pretty important. So don't be retarded and share some core values.
Yeah, and where do we find the not retarded ones? Just asking for a friend.
Yeah, forget the core values. Forget the core values, just not retarded is fine.
Heavy emphasis on the not retarded.
I'm going to jump in and say that, I don't know, they have to be good looking, guys? What's going on?
Dude, you have high...
Yeah,
what's setting the bar really bar high? So high.
Remember, no seed are retarded. Not to set the bar higher, but also not a simp.
Yeah, no dad bod.
Pretty guys tend to be fucking douchebags, so not too pretty.
Wow. Well, guys, that was amazing. I don't know if you guys heard what I heard, but that was beautiful. yo, give me some horns, Weinikis.
Dude, yeah, I don't know why. We're having technical difficulties here.
When I read that question the first time, though, I thought the make a Bitcoiner was like making babies, like, and then making them Bitcoiners, not like converting Bitcoiners.
It's like orange pilling, but
I guess the real question
orange seeding.
Orange seeding, wow, yeah. Sperm me up, Becca, right?
Exactly. I was just going to chime in and say, like, creating a Bitcoin or two, like, just find someone, like, everyone's saying that you sort of share some core values with that's not, like, fucking retarded. And, you know, you work from there. Like, it's just like Bitcoin. Like, it's proof of work. Like, you're going to have to put it in regardless. Like, if that person, like, everyone's on their different, like, bell curve, you know, on their path to Bitcoin. So just find someone and you just got to fucking put the work in. That's pretty, you know. That's where I'm at.
So you would date a shitcoiner.
Look, everyone is on their own journey and their own path to finding, you know, what it works best for them. Like,
I mean, my question is, can you trust a man to lead you if he's a shitcoiner?
Hell no.
No.
Bars. Let's go. All the cab. Come on, guys. Let's be honest.
It's kind of ironic because I thought we were so different, but it seems like both men and women want somebody that is not retarded and somewhat good looking. So maybe we do have a lot in common.
I just want to say that it's complicated means you're single. Just saying.
Facts.
Yo, Shishi coming in hot.
Woo. Yo, I really, really like you. You're really good looking, but it's just not going to work out because it's complicated. Nah, there's something wrong there. Red flag.
Agreed. It's not me, it's you.
Okay. I'm a little bit retarded, so that makes sense.
She's mad autistic, guys. He doesn't know how to interact with people without being mad blunt. Yeah. It's a feature, not a bug.
For the single ladies on here, if your criteria is not retarded, you're not gonna find them listening to this show. So,
yo, lies, literally highly regarded. What are you talking about?
We're regarded.
Honestly, but I don't think I'm looking for not retarded. I think I'm just looking for, like, slightly less retarded, you know? Because a little retardation is fun. It's easier to control.
Yeah, see, I have the same view. I hear all the guys say I like smart girls. I'm like, I'm cool with stupid chicks. They're pretty fun, too, you know?
It's called slightly stupid.
The room goes silent. They're like, oh, shit. What's he talking about?
You're not supposed to give it away.
Okay, Winikus, I'm having too much fun over here. All right, I guess we'll move on. The next question is Winikus. This is a good question, I think. As a Bitcoiner, everything you know, would you force your boyfriend to reveal his stack to you? And if he didn't, would that be a deal breaker?
There's like one or two people that can answer this since we don't have boyfriends.
No.
Well, hypothetically.
That's a philosophical question.
If it's a boyfriend, no, it's none of your fucking business. But if it's
your husband, not I don't agreed.
Have a yep. What's the question?
Yeah.
So Joe's fully doxed. Fully doxed to Clancy.
I think I would not want to know because I feel like I only ever talk to really sketchy guys. So, like, the less that I know about their finances, the better. Like, probably the less waterboarding I'll have to go through. So, honestly, I wouldn't want to know, you know? Ignorance is bliss.
That's the correct answer.
Yep, that's mine as well.
Yeah, you'd just rather pretend like we're super fucking rich and just pretending like we're poor instead of actually knowing how poor we are.
True.
Babe, you have to wait till hyper Bitcoinization. It's the best excuse ever.
Oh my god, do you have 0.1 Bitcoin? So hot.
If you're if you find someone that has good first principles, good morals, you're not gonna have to worry about how big their stack is, because if they have those things, then the rest of the stuff's gonna fall into place. You know what I'm saying?
My stack is a grower, not a shower.
Yeah, I think I just heard you say it's not the size of the stack, it's the motion of the ocean, Clancy. Am I correct there?
Yeah, like when I met my husband, he was a unemployed ex-beer salesman. And I was like, fuck it, let's do it.
Yeah, she took that fucking seed and she planted it, and then she grew it into the man that he is now.
Damn, bro. I didn't know this was going to turn into roasting gel for 30 minutes.
Yeah, fuck you. Who let Q up on stage?
I don't know. Who let me have this this show? I don't know. You guys messed up when you let that happen. All right.
All right. So how do you – wait, I have a question. How do you know if someone's actually stacking if there's no proof of stack, right? Like, how do you know?
Go on.
Twitter every day?
Yeah, you can see it in their Bitcoin or aura. Like, you can just tell. It exudes out of them like testosterone.
So, bitch tit, how'd you feel about me?
I don't know. As a man, I don't pick up on those signals quite as strong as some women. But if I were to say, dude, I'd say you're stacking, bro.
All right. Could be wrong. I could be a no-coiner. I'm just sitting here on Bitcoin Kindergarten LARPing. Never know.
I'll know, dude. Apparently, like, you know about raw cheese. So I think that's, like, a strong sign that, you know, you're into that Bitcoiner shit.
That's a cultured man. Make or break it if he doesn't know about cultured cheese, guys. Like, I don't know. She might be way out of our league.
Like, he doesn't just pick the wine, he picks the cheese too. It's, I mean, talk about a keeper.
The girls aren't even simping, guys. You guys are simping.
Well, I'm probably in the minority, but that's incredibly hot. And I can stand here and simp for Shishi happily with the garden and the understanding privacy and actually giving a fuck. He's got proof of work.
It seems like we're pivoting into a matchmaking service and not a podcast.
Sorry, this is lucrative business.
I'm just trying to give you
guys gotta have variety. Come on. This is the matchmaking
episode. Trying to give you guys how to keep her around. I'm definitely not single. I've been snapped up long ago.
Ask some spicier questions. Let's go.
Okay, off the stage, Shishi. I need single guys up here.
I have to be honest. I'm actually really surprised why everyone's so single, because everyone I meet is so, like, cool and normal. And I'm used to everyone, like, I'm always expecting everyone to be retarded and autistic. And I meet them, and they're, like, good-looking and cool and normal, and I don't know why y'all are all single. So y'all need to all start dating each other or something.
Wait, hold on. Clear up that last part again. We say that again harem. In a better way.
A harem. Let's go.
Yeah, Tristine's on. Tristine gets it. See, I think women and guys have a different mating strategy, Clancy. Relationships, your goals, harems, our goals. Few will understand.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
All right. Hey, give me the transition music, Linicus.
All right, I got you. Just give me 2 seconds.
Dude, you suck, bro. You literally suck right now. All right, guys. Last week, we had to cover the whole crypto finally debacle. And this week, we're providing a safe space for females in the Bitcoin Twitter community. And so we're doing a gender-biased initiative tonight. And thus why we have a mainly female cast. And so we have been called misogynist, and we're sexist, and we're anti-feminist. But look at us now. We are providing the women of Bitcoin a voice, because we understand that as a woman on Twitter, the one question you must ask yourself, it's like the great question of Shakespeare himself, is whether to show tits or not on Twitter. So, what is the best strategy to farm simps? Becca, I know you have the awesome tips on how to farm simps. So,
here we go.
Tits, bitch tits, shut your mouth. We got to arm the simps out there with the female game so they know what to look out for. So, guys, you're getting finesse. Becca, show them the game right now. You have the best tip.
Okay, guys, listen up. Okay, you got your notebook out? Ready? It's really, really simple. Put down step one. Send sats. Step two. You get nothing.
When Bob's up, Becca, when Bob's when... up.
Then step two. Send sats. Step three. Send sats. Maybe at step four, a half a bob. But keep sending sats.
There's always going to be a price for a bob. And
always.
Some are higher than others.
Is half a bob just one bob, or is that just like almost to the nipple and then stop?
Oh, it's side a bob. Half a bob. Side for those on the bob, YouTube stream, side a nipple, yeah.
Guys, for those I on feel the YouTube like
stream, wait, our price. Is,
I feel like I'm doing something wrong.
Is the question how to get a simp army following you? Is that what the question is?
Yes, and
wait, are you guys getting yes.
Yeah, I'm not getting sats.
Because I've been throwing my tips to everybody, and I haven't gotten any.
Nobody's sending me anything.
So we have a price.
Clearly, only women who are married are getting sats.
Our price is 40,000 sats, and whoever's watching our YouTube stream, if you send it, Optimus will show Bob's.
I get the easiest way to get a simp army is literally just to tweet out some like basic libertarian talking points, like. Fuck the Fed, end the state, ooh, like, you know, all the things that we all actually believe, but, like, just tweet them out generically with, like, no real context or reasoning, and you'll get
maybe so a selfie, many fucking maybe followers. A selfie as well.
Yeah.
Libertarian.
Oh, or you just have to tweet, I just want to raise a bunch of kids on my own farm and drink milk from my own cow.
Yeah, exactly. And... no original thought. Just like keep tweeting that shit out. And then like every, you know, 15 boring same shit tweet, then drop a pic, you know, with some laser eyes and be like, ooh, I'm a Bitcoiner. Love me. And they'll come. Yeah. They'll come crawling.
Don't forget the guns.
So yeah, what does it feel like to have simps? Like what is that feeling like? Is it a goal that you strive for? Or does it just naturally happen?
I think you would be a it's fucking liar. You'd be a fucking liar if you said you didn't like simps.
Yeah, I have a monthly quota that I try and fill. Like, you know, I got a manager, so I always have to, you know, I'm always trying to hit my targets every month. So, you know, I'm definitely out there farming.
Don't you know?
Trying to get salesman of the year.
She's got a certain sat metric that she needs to make from the simps, and she needs to pay daddy his fee, right, Becca?
Oh yeah, you betcha.
Becca, you haven't Rickrolled anyone in a while. What's going on?
I know. I've been failing on that. I'm working on it.
It's okay. We all have our faults.
All right, guys. Considering that you guys are all girls and everyone knows it on Bitcoin Twitter, what is the weirdest DMs that you've gotten from people on Bitcoin Twitter?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
How many dick pic?
Do you ladies get a lot of the Asian chicks, like, asking about your trades, too?
Oh, yeah. Everyone DMs. Those are my DMs are filled with them.
I turned mine off because I got tired of them. So, sorry.
I get.
So you
one message a day of someone saying like, "LOL, love your laser titties," and I'm like, "All right,
weirdo." Okay,
that's it. And I'm like, "All right, okay, well."
I get a lot of weird redhead fetish DMs. So I don't know if it's necessarily
only wow. Bitcoiners, can you read one? But... can you read one?
It's really the strangest thing. All right. Let me look at my DMs. Hold on.
Becca, do you get those as well? Is this a redhead thing or is this just a coastal nomad thing?
I think that might be a coastal nomad thing. My DMs aren't filled with that. I'm like, am I feeling left out here? What?
You heard it here first, guys. Send Becca weird fetish ginger stuff to her DM. She needs it.
I got a question for Becca. And I think the audience really wants to know this is, what has your DMs looked like with Mike Saylor?
Crickets. Waiting gif.
Plead the fifth?
I said waiting gif.
Mike Saylor, I know you're a big time listener of our show, so we have Becca here, and yeah, just feel free to slide in whenever you can.
Is Michael Saylor single? Do we know?
As single as any rocket scientist billionaire would be, I suppose.
All right, I got a question for all the ladies on stage. Would you date Michael Saylor?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Well, cap. All cap. That is all cap. Big cap.
Come on, one at a time.
Super cap.
Oh, 100%. Come on.
He's too old for me.
Fuck that noise.
His voice.
Oh, he was
just one date.
I'm not into chipmunks. Also, I just scrolled back, and one of my favorites is the redheaded population is only at 4.5% globally. With me and you, we can increase that to 4.5111111111. I got another one that said, please make redheaded babies with me. I mean, these people are just very interesting. I have another one that said,
are they all Anons? Are they all Anons or like...
No, people are fucking bold, man. I get like some DMs from people with their first and last name, like with their employer and their bio.
With their pronouns, I bet too.
Interesting, interesting. Not all of them. All right, I got a DM from someone. To add on the Saylor, would you smash Saylor for one Bitcoin? This is going to determine how bullish you are on Bitcoin. Literally, better all be yes, or I gotta boot you off.
I'll do it.
Yep, I'll do it.
Let's go. You heard it here first, guys.
Saylor came to Bitcoin because he can afford more than one, dude.
Listen, Clancy, did you just ask Joe?
I had to ask permission, but we accepted the challenge together as a couple.
Okay, since we're down this path, can we ask the 10-to-1 challenge, Juanicus? Question mark?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not as funny, but that's right. A good thing.
We already know it. They would all do it for 11 Bitcoin easily, guys. Come on. Let me see. Juanicus, ask a question. I need to catch up with these YouTube questions.
All right, I'll ask. Do we need more women in Bitcoin, and what does it take to make that happen? Why are you the special women that discovered sound money, and why can't the others?
Because they're retarded.
The others.
Yep, objectively retarded.
I'm going to have to charge you $8.50 to join Bitcoin, so some people are just running a little low on cash at the moment, as, you know, other costs are increasing.
I honestly think it's because of it has a big thing to do with image, just because as women, you know, it's kind of like drilled into our heads from children and from our parents, and just like being a woman, image is such a big deal. And to be a Bitcoiner, you have to literally fuck image, because what you're standing for is going completely against the grain, and that's just kind of like extra rare for women. I don't know if that makes sense.
I don't think you made sense to me, but I wasn't listening because you're a woman, Clancy. So next topic.
So it seems like this trend of women in Bitcoin is not really changing anytime soon.
Yeah, and if anybody wanted to know, I got a lot of people in my DMs asking for hobo fetishes. Okay, just want to tell you guys too.
Go on. How does it feel to be sexually harassed on Bitcoin Twitter, hobo? The people want to know.
It's like why I live.
Honestly, on this point, I do want to make a point of reference that the same week at Bitcoin conference, me, Weinekes, and Shishi had our butts taken by the Kaboom Rex crew, and we whored ourselves out for some t-shirts, and we were made fun of on Twitter as well, and my feelings were hurt, but I didn't get the hoopla because I'm not a woman, and I feel like that is not fair, and we should have given me some more sympathy because I am the victim. So, yes.
People were simping for Weinekes' bronze calves, too. So it was pretty weird. It got really weird.
Yeah, I also have a nice butt. Doesn't feel good. You're making fun of my lack of toned legs. And I felt very insecure about this workspace that you guys are providing for me on Twitter. And thus, I might call the Bitcoin HR and put in a work memo about it, guys. So thank you very much. Okay, bye. My pronouns are she, her. Go fuck yourself.
So another question here, because I'm sure you have experienced your dating life with normies and with Bitcoiner guys. What do you think is the main difference between the two?
Well, normie guys are retards. And non-normie guys aren't retards.
So provocative.
It's a simple binary solution.
But turtles Bitcoin, all the way down.
Bitcoiners kind of smell worse, though, honestly.
Smell worse, yes. Can we get into this? Thank you very much. Okay, Weinekes?
Yes, we can get into this. We can get into how Bitcoiners don't know how to fucking bathe and they don't know how to fucking wear deodorant.
Also, some of you guys are a little awkward in person. I met some of you guys at the conference, and you're way more open online and super shy in person.
Oh, not you don't say. Some of you. You don't say. Yeah,
you better get used to that shit. A bunch of retards.
We all teach us how to wear natural deodorant because I can't figure it out.
So I hear that if you wear deodorant, you're short Bitcoin, and it's all starting to make sense.
You're also short girlfriends, though. So, like, maybe that's why there's not more women in Bitcoin.
Well, girlfriends inherently are short Bitcoin. So, few.
I mean, you know, I stopped wearing deodorant, like, a long time ago. And I got a girlfriend. And actually,
yeah, we know that.
I basically told them what Weinekes said for you guys to say, like, oh, you want to go and, like, farm and, like, get out of this city life and... Yeah, that's how I got her.
You want to see me go be a man on the farm with my stench, babe?
So maybe it wasn't just game. Bitcoiners no that deodorant smelled bad. It was probably just a baby
with more. Got to leave deodorant behind. That was my only stipulation.
So you guys both stink. Nice. That's love.
Remember, yeah, I got to agree with that. You know, go full farm life, eat better, drink more water. It'll be all right.
What's the most fiat deodorant you could possibly have? Is it Axe body spray?
Yes.
100% that one.
Do they still make Axe? Bro, that's why I need to take showers. This is decentralized homelessness.
Real shit, dude, though.
Have you recently been into a Walmart? Like,
or you could go like all in and go really. Abercrombie Fierce all the way.
In high school, I used to have PE, and it was the first class in the morning for 2 hours, literally running outside, stinking, like peaking at puberty. And we would just shower ourselves in Axe body spray and like Old Spice. So I've definitely had my glory days. And the commercials, whatever they claim, is not true.
Wow, you definitely are of Latino descent, I can tell. All right, guys, we got a shout out here. Very special shout out from a close friend of Bitcoin Kindergarten. And it goes like this. Tips for simps. Look who balls and look who fails hard. Study them. Learn why Skeef and Tucson suck. Do the opposite. Thank you very much, Kiwi Ben. We appreciate that shout out. I don't think we have a Skeef or a Tucson in here. Oh, we do have a Tucson in here to rebuttal themselves. do you want to come up on stage and speak your piece? Going once, going twice.
Kiwi's down there too, right next to him.
Request. Oh, okay, it's on, guys.
I also think at some point we should bring some eligible bachelors on stage and maybe they can simp and court their services.
Yes, we shall definitely matchmake. I'm trying to open up some space so I can get some people up on here and we can get this going. Maybe move some people down. We'll see.
The best pitch from somebody, it's be good.
All I gotta say is I'm pretty happy. I just got off a call with my girlfriend where she was showing off the garden where she's been working pretty hard last couple days. So whoever sent that, probably a stupid Ben, can suck my dick. So
let's go. Rebuttal. Kiwi, you are in the stage. Do you want to say something yourself?
Just somehow the Ben drama always gets dragged in here.
Somehow. They really do have a hold of Bitcoin, the Bitcoin narratives, and we should most likely definitely not allow them to take over the names of Bitcoin. But, all right, Tucson, we love you, bro. Go listen to Toxic Airways. Oh, he's got some more. Go in, Tucson.
Yeah, I mean, my tip for simps is if you want a girlfriend, one of the first things you should do, if your name is Ben, you need to go change it, and that'll help you out tremendously.
No lie detected. No lie detected. Thank you, Tucson. I'm going to remove you and add some more people. Okay, guys, let's see. Bretton Woods. You are now on Bitcoin Kindergarten, happy hour, tips for simps, dating Bitcoin Twitter ethos. What's up, Brett?
Hello, I heard the request for single bachelor men who may or may not have problems simping. And I took it upon myself to join the stage. I am a single and I am a man. That is all. Clancy can vouch that I'm hideous and looking for some help with that too.
Well,
that's a perfect contestant. Welcome on stage here, man. Let's go. Let's get him something.
That was smooth. Please. All right.
Hold on, Weinekes. We have a great comment in our DMs by our boy Nick Foster of Kaboom Racks, and he goes, girlfriends are shit coins.
Oh. But I do Nick, see in the comments.
Doesn't Nick from Kaboom Racks have a girlfriend or wife?
Not anymore after that comment.
Looks like it. I'm telling that bitch.
Dude, we ruining lives out here on Bitcoin Kindergarten.
Yo. In the YouTube channel, Labra just came up with a funny idea. It's best pickup line. So if anyone here has an amazing pickup line and they want to share it, then please do. And right. if it's Bitcoin related, then it's a bonus. So I don't know, Optimus. Okay. Should we throw sats to the best pickup line that we get?
Wow.
What do you say? Like 69 sats to the winner?
69. Wow. That's a lot of sats. Okay. All right. Okay.
Hey, is your name Pfizer? Is your name Pfizer? Because you made my heart stop.
Okay. All right. Bretton Woods, do you have a pickup line?
I do. I came up with this one a while ago. Girl, are you my 25th word? Because I need you to make use of my seed.
Yo, dad joke on fleek. Let's go.
That was good. All right,
I'm jumping in the contest.
Okay. All right.
But wait, let me think about it.
All right, Bretton Woods, thank you very much. We'll bring you back up in a little bit. I got some more people up here.
are you a Lightning node? Because I would love to open some channels and provide liquidity.
Okay. Hey. Okay. Hey. Earning Usham, speed limit disrespecter, are you in the pickup line competition?
No, I just came to tell Brett in the Woods that he's a Chinese Communist Party apologist. That's all.
Nice. There we go. Beautiful. This is what we do here. Thank you very much for your comment. All right. Let's go. Tao, you are up next. Do you have the best pickup line for 69 sats? Tao, do you have the best pickup line
for 69
sats? Yes, I do. Are you a terrorist? Because you're the bomb.
Thank you, Tao.
I can guarantee you that Tao is not going to win the 69-69.
How do we judge this? Is this just me and you, the judges?
Is that joke halal, or is that pickup line halal?
Yes. Let's see.
Question for the ladies. Do pickup lines actually work? Have they worked on you before?
Absolutely not.
No way.
Fuck no.
Negative.
They work on me all the time. I'm a dumb, gullible bitch, so.
Same. I was going to say the same. I'll totally fall for a funny pickup line.
The read between the lines, guys, what they're saying is if you're hot enough, the pickup line will work. Keep
better than simping. Or is it simping?
I think if you're hot enough, is applies to everything.
Honesty is the hottest.
All right, we got an extra shout out from Nick Foster. This should be a paid ad, but this is not a paid ad. This is a shout out. Bitcoin miners are girlfriend repellents. Get one today. Kaboom racks can save you money. Let's go. Yo, troll me in comments. We're going to let that one slide because it's our boys at Kaboom Racks. Winikus, do we have any messages? How about we read some of those? Catch up.
All right, we'll catch up on some lightning tip messages. The latest one was a pickup line.
While guys work on their pickup lines, exactly. We still
the latest message was a pickup line. It's, you're so hot, you'd give a dog a bone. Well, all right. The other messages, I'm just going to read them off. Suck a dick Kiwi, who's a Ben. Woman in Bitcoin, hello. Big facts Clancy, when Ephesians on stage. Four rounds of sats per half Bob. Hello yellow. Boot pickle boy, hi Zorn. It's only 500 sats to spam. Tips for finding non-retards. So somebody asked a question through tipping, tips for non-retards. How to be a non-retard?
I don't think we're the right people to ask, but thank you for your tips. Our shtick is retarded. So maybe go ask the more serious Bitcoin podcast like Citadel Dispatch how not to be retarded, and they might give you some sauce. But if you want to know how to be retarded, continue listening to this show with us, and we'll show you how, you know, special people get no women. Hold on, I'm getting messages. Sorry, guys. The production company is telling me that I need to cut this because this is going to get us cut. Winekiss, are you getting the same message?
No.
I'm just fucking with you.
We keep it going.
I know. I'm just messing with you. We got to shout out.
Play Would You Rather.
Go on.
I don't know. I just feel like we should bring people up and have them ask, would you rather to us, and then we can give them.
Okay. You heard it here first. Guys, get your would you rather questions for the ladies out here.
Bring up Ephesians.
Ephesians, your crowd favorite. Can we get some rants? Can you put these ladies straight a minute? Can you tell us where we've gone off the rails and give the simps some actual sauce?
Ephesians did say that he does want like 10 wives and 1,000 kids living on like a 1 acre farm. So
we're building dynasties. Come on.
Bring the heat. Let's go.
First of all, I want to ask Brett in the woods if he's still listening why he hates dogs. Come up here and rebut.
Actually, I want to ask Brett in the woods a question myself. I hope this is not a full dox, but are you still a virgin? Because if you are, I might be able to get you some ladies. We're trying to help you out, bro. This is your show.
There's nothing wrong with saving yourself for your future wife.
Hello, everyone. To answer both questions, rapid fire, pop out. Yes, virgin by choice, waiting till marriage. Big Christian. And I don't hate dogs. I just I think it's weird when people treat and think of pets as akin to humans and not as serving their masters. When people have emotional attachments to dogs, I think that's weird.
Bro, dogs are awesome.
Yeah, and you're a virgin. You don't like dogs. You're not going to fucking make it, Brett in the woods.
Yeah, dude. You know what?
Yeah, dude. Love, sorry.
Dogs.
All right, well, the free market has spoken.
D, your hand is raised. I
don't trust people that don't like dogs. You don't trust people that... You don't trust people who's saying.
You just took it too far.
Go ahead, D.
I didn't mean to do that.
Oh, okay. All right. Hold on.
Yo, we got a Would You Rather in the YouTube chat from Toxic Airwaves. They asked, would you rather date Zuby or Peter McCormick?
Zuby.
Hard-hitting question.
Would you rather date an influencer who is known to shitcoin or another influencer who has the biggest podcast in all of Bitcoin?
Come on, guys. Which one?
Clout or bigger stack? That is the question.
I just don't want...
You have to answer. It's a would you rather.
Hello.
I'll go McCormick.
Yo! Oh, yo!
Just out here with the worst takes. You won't bang.
What the fuck are you gonna say if I say Zuby? Exactly.
It's literally lose-lose.
That's what I'm saying, guys. Fuck.
The ones who didn't answer won.
You fucking racist.
Would you rather Optimus or Winicus?
Ooh, I'd rather McCormick.
Wow, the tough question. Oh, wow. Fucking wrecked.
Dude, is we're going to have to stop the show.
I'd rather Tristine.
Yes, same.
Yes, queen.
Wait, isn't Gaz right down the street from you? I don't understand what the problem is.
She's very close to me. Don't worry. We hang out.
So she's saying there's a chance.
No, I was talking about Optimus and Gaz.
Wait, what is this? Sorry, I'm doing stuff. What are you saying? Wait, rewind this, Clancy.
Next question. Fast forward. Next question.
Clancy just getting on my show and talking shit when I'm not paying attention, guys. This is fucking blasphemy. All right, I'm getting messages. I guess people are crashing. Got some questions and some comments. People that don't like dogs are shitcoiners. Hobo, I don't know what this question is, actually, but would you rather? Oh, this is a good question. All right, this is a good question for the ladies. Okay, would you rather a 4-inch cock or a 410-pound man?
A Biggs' dick.
I'm going to go with a hog. He's got a hog.
Is a hog, I mean, a good how thing?
A hog is a baby arm holding an apple.
I don't think anyone would choose 400. I think we're all going 4-inch and buying ourselves a nice vibrator and a dildo, you know?
Oof, hobo. Well, hobo, good thing for you, bro. Good thing for you. I saw you. You're not 410 pounds, so... Guys or hobo, send some DMs.
I think that there's one thing to learn from this show is that Bitcoiners are never going to get laid on all sides. Like, the future is pretty dim for the next generation of Bitcoiners.
Speak for yourself, Weinikus.
I'm just reading the crowd here. I don't know.
I agree. Look,
somebody come up with a clever pickup line. Would you rather?
Like, we're literally giving you sats, guys. We're scammers and we're giving you sats.
Pretend you're in middle school again. What is this?
I don't know. I got plenty of would you rathers in my mind. I just don't want anybody fucking judging me.
Just fucking do
it. Go on. Clancy, you can win the sats. You can seduce the women on
stage. Come on, Clancy. Yes, Clancy, let's go.
Okay, Joe has one that's really fucking nasty.
That was really funny listening to Joe in the background saying, I didn't say it.
Go on.
Okay, he said, would you rather suck a dick for one Bitcoin or swallow for 10?
But it's Carson's, the
BIS chief.
Oh, for the culture. Wow, that's a good question.
And I said, you ladies familiar? And,
swallow.
Yeah, you're not bullish enough. Oh, Nick Foster coming in with the heat. Do both for 11. Duh, guys. It's literally just a updated Magoo. It's just with Augustus Carson, guys. It's just... You got to power through.
If you can manage how to swallow in without sucking, I'll be really impressed.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Clancy.
Well, it's kind of, you can kind of think of it like a relay race. You just kind of like pick up the slack at the end. You know what I'm saying?
Gross. Joe said you're going to get a yeast infection just from sucking his cock. You have to.
We got another lose-lose question from Toxic Airwaves. It's Dan Held. Or Dennis Porter?
Well, Dennis Porter sponsors Toxic Airwaves, so I know who they'd pick.
Oh, fucking burn.
Dennis Porter looks like he has a cocaine problem, so probably more fun.
I think that Dan Held is a little bit better looking, right?
He's fat as fuck.
I have a pickup line. Oh, Yellow's got a pickup line. Let's go. All right. For 69 sats. Go, Yellow.
Is that the hardware wallet you have in your pocket? Because I don't do trannies.
Yo, I think Yellow just won.
That's a win on my book.
I think that was a win. Wow. All right, Weinikus. I think the crowd has spoken. Yellow, of course, wins.
Is Yellow the winner?
Yellow's the winner. He's got to be the winner.
Dude, but he's all the way in Greece, and we know Bitcoin is limited to the United States, so.
Wow, look at Weinikus. Weinikus literally scamming out here. You see that on air? Fucking, oh, wow. Weinikus, that's a new high for you. I'm not going to lie. 420.
I'm just kidding.
But, Yella, you aren't getting those stats. P.S. All right, well, let me see. Okay, here. I guess, guys, if we're... I don't know. Do we really want to get serious, Wanikis? I have one. It's, like, the only serious thing over here. It's really just a good tweet. But... we're, like, an hour. Can we just, like, shitpost a little longer? End this one?
Do whatever you want. I mean, I would hope our guests ask them questions, give some advice for the simps, or...
Dude, they literally led the simps to the slaughtering house on this episode. If you want some advice, actual advice, do the opposite of everything the girls told you on this episode and just be good looking. That's how you win, guys.
Literally, and slightly retarded.
You have to make us laugh. That's really about it. You can be like semi unattractive and make us laugh, and we're still sold.
Yeah, you also have to just not be a bitch.
The bar is extremely low these days, everyone.
You gotta go to the store and get chloroform and a bunch of rags and some rope.
We skipped the tips for ethos, you know? Where are the tips for that?
Just show bobs. Show bobs the jeans.
Bobs the jeans will set you free. Like,
exactly.
You'll find a sponsor if you show bobs.
You don't even have to show bobs. You can even, like, show, like, your teeth.
Dude, honestly, I don't understand why...
your teeth!
I don't understand why every single chick in Bitcoin isn't, like, selling socks and used panties and shit. I feel like y'all could make, like, 300, 400K a year doing that shit.
Who's saying we're not?
I mean, that's a good point. I'm not really looking, so maybe you are. If you are, good for you, really.
All right, I'm bringing some people up.
Like, being a female entrepreneur in the Bitcoin space... the market is huge, right? Like, you have a huge audience of 99% men that will just, like, cater to you. So the world is in your hands.
Hercules, do you have a pickup line or a comment? No. Okay.
Hercules.
Yes, go on.
Yeah, so my comment is that all these girls are full of shit. The fact that they're all saying that, oh, like, he has to be good looking or he has to be nothing. If a broke dude comes up to you, you're not even going to talk to that man. So let's be real. You're not going to give him
I've exclusively dated broke dudes.
I know. Where are they now? And where are they now?
Who hurt Who hurt you? Tell us.
Standard.
Yeah, right? Exactly. That's the response I wanted.
Yeah, Hercules, are you broke and ugly or just broke?
Oof.
Oh, you wish.
Okay.
4 inches or three?
Bro, you know how many broke dudes are, like, not only getting pussy, but, like, staying at their girl's house, using her car, using her credit card? Like, dude, as long as you're charming and have, like, halfway good dick, you can get you can do a lot. Like, you don't need fucking money.
Yeah, Hercules fucking broke.
Yeah, I'm super broke.
Hercules, you just gotta pull the babe, I'm waiting for hyper Bitcoinization line. That's it. It's literally the only excuse.
Yeah, babe, we don't need any fucking chairs.
All right, we got another comment. This again by Kiwi Ben. He wants to know, ask the girls who they think the best looking Bitcoiner is. I want to judge. I think he wants to judge who you think is the best looking Bitcoiner.
Fucking Fuckboy and Optimus.
Yeah.
Hey. Clancy, don't lie. I'm ugly. Come on. Quit capping.
No. Fuckboy and Optimus. Or if I were single, I would fuck me some Fuckboy and I would fuck me some Optimus.
Joe, get a leash on her. Guys, I don't know what she's talking about. I'm an ugly little baby on Twitter. I hide because I'm an incel anon. I don't know how to talk to women.
You've ever seen. He's a fucking liar.
Clancy, fully doxing me out here. Clancy, Joe, get your wife.
I hear that guy Optimus has his own podcast.
Yeah, win podcast though, Clancy. For real though, win podcast though. Hey, win podcast though. Win podcast.
We're recording our first episode in like a week and a half.
Let's go, guys. Everyone that has ever listened to Bitcoin Kindergarten better go listen to Clancy and Cucumber's Obey podcast about conspiracy theories. It's going to be fuego. I already know this. All right. Well, shit, dude.
Someone asked with the tip. Yeah, they asked, would you rather date a guy with one ear or one eye?
One ear. He's never listening anyways.
Oh, I think that's a cell phone.
It's just a female own, and we know it's true. It's fine.
Can confirm never listening.
Wow. Well, I do see some eligible bachelors in the crowd. Not going to name names, Nick can't mind, but what's going on? Do you have any what do you call those things? Pickup lines for the ladies up here, Nick? I know you and I have a pretty good history of I whipping you into some schnitzner, but this may be your chance, Nick. I know you're still a virgin. This Bitcoin magazine job hasn't done well for you, but today's the day to speak your piece. Yes, no. Yeah, dude, if I can't get the old co-host of Bitcoin Kindergarten some girls, I don't know if I'm doing my job correctly, Nick. He's shy. Ladies, he's shy. All right, I tried. Well, he's the most eligible bachelor in the crowd, but he's afraid of girls.
That's his line, guys. That's his line. He doesn't say anything. He just uses that amazing look.
Oh, wow.
He's playing hard to get.
The quiet, mysterious type. I see your game, Nick. I see your game. All right, guys. Well, obviously, tonight's episode was the best Bitcoin episode you've ever heard in your life. Do you guys want to keep going, or we got
another would you rather?
Okay,
would you rather date a dude with a chihuahua or a dude obsessed with his cat?
Chihuahua.
Wow. Chihuahua. Wow.
Oh, fuck cats. Let's go.
Cat. Oh yeah.
Wait, so you
fuck you guys. Fuck all y'all.
Back up.
Chihuahuas are awful.
Oh my god, you're fucking bitch.
So you're saying you're saying you wouldn't date Dieter Bob?
No.
All right.
Dieter Bob got passion, bro.
Yeah, it's not the size of the dog. It's the fight in the dog. All right. We got Ross. Ross. Hello. Uh-oh, we triggered. Yes, they all said fuck cats.
We got a cat lover.
Fuck you guys, man. Cats are awesome. Like, you don't
triggered
all the dog people and dog owners, they gotta find someone to dog sit if they wanna go anywhere for longer than a day.
He has a point.
Kitties, they're awesome. They don't bark.
Kitties
little shit kitties. Indoors in a box.
Well yeah.
People with cats,
they smell terrible.
Sounds like you don't know how to bathe a cat.
I definitely don't know how to bathe a cat.
No pun intended.
I'm highly allergic.
Yo, that was amazing. Cat game strong. Hold on.
Cats are superior. And just know that you were all wrong. I'm kidding.
Didn't care. Okay. Mag, let's see. I'm bringing people up. Let's get this spicy.
I got a sound for Ross. Shout out, Ross. All right, thank you, Ross.
You guys didn't see, but I had my lighter out for that moment. Okay, Maximum Psycho, Sir Mateo, you are live.
Hello, friends.
Hello, friend.
Oh, sorry, I accidentally raised my hand when I meant to do a laughing emoji. I didn't mean to raise my hand, but hello anyhow.
Ooh,
also,
Obo,
you gave in to TMS's spurging out and unfollowed me. I totally just forgot. about Nameless's event thing, and it's all settled. I'm like, wow, that's kind of petty, but whatever.
Hey man, you gotta
feel cool. Cool.
You have multiple. Hey, bets, multiple
sound,
you cannot pay.
Thinking like a woman. I'm bringing you up, permeable.
Damn, Hobo, he just called you a bitch. What you gotta say about that?
Damn, you got called out, Hobo.
He didn't pay his bets and he's upset.
Yo, he's Hobo's crying. Out here making babies. He doesn't have to worry about that.
He said you have the nature of a woman.
He said you think like a woman, bro. I don't think you can get more of a diss than that, bro. But Perma Bull, you are up.
Yo, what's good?
What's up, Perma Bull?
I'm out here chilling.
What's up, Perma?
I'm chilling.
Yo, apparently.
You sound way harder than you used to, dude.
That's because I'm fucking, like, drunk right now.
So, do you have a pickup line for? Oh no, Yellow got the stats. Where are we at right now, Winekus? Would you rather?
I mean, would you rather pickup line or just any general question?
General question. I don't pick up line with these hoes.
Bars.
All right. So, what's the question?
What's the question? Aren't you asking me a question?
Wow, we got a hard hitting question over here for Clancy. Actually, Winekus, you need to read it because I lost it. But it's something on the lines of Clancy: can humans and aliens crossbreed? Verify this question, Winekus. This is a paid question.
Yeah, I saw it. It says, "Can humans and aliens crossbreed or not?"
Yes, they can.
Yeah.
They have already.
Yeah, bro, they've been doing it since like the fucking what, 20s or some shit.
All right, I don't want to go off. I don't want to sound racist or anything, but I feel like black people are like the original people of Earth, and then like the white people came from like a different planet, and then like NASA is just like the same shit that they just find similar planets and go to the next one and conquer it. I think that's what happens. So. Any mulatto fucking light skinned person is alien slash human.
Honestly, couldn't agree more.
Bro. This is so good.
Mulattoes or Nephilim?
How can you start a sentence with I don't want to be a racist, but
and then you just say the racist thing.
That's not really racist though. It's an observation. I think
it's just a fact. It's not racist. It's a fact.
You can't be black and racist. Everybody knows.
Yeah, I'm immune from being racist. Actually, being black. So.
You think that black people and white people are so different?
No, they're not different. But they psyop the population to think aliens have like bugged eyes and all this shit. When it's just like, it's just a different planet, right? So.
Bug people.
Like that's what happened, bro. And now NASA is just like the same shit. They try to find another planet that's similar to fucking the conditions that foster humans, and they're going to the next one. That's how it happened.
I just wanted to jump up here to say I heard you say NASA, and that triggered me because NASA is a psyop.
Yo, the flat is Earth. We're not bringing the flat Earth controversy in here, are we?
No.
I'm just wondering if there are people aliens.
Maybe flat bobs. And flat
aliens has flat, a flat aliens has wait. Aliens has a negative connotation to it. Aliens just means like from another planet. Like why can't people be from another planet? Like why can't there be an Earth that has the exact same conditions?
I mean, I live in Texas and we have tons of aliens here.
Yo.
Big echo.
We go from tips for simps to interdimensional relationships with aliens. I think this might be the top tier of Bitcoin kindergarten content. So, guys, woo!
Permable, single or taken?
Okay. Woo! Man, well, I know all you guys got so much sauce and signal from this episode. That you just can't wait to come by next week and join us again. But Winekus, before we go, Do we have any more questions? And then we'll sit in the spaces for another 12 hours. Like over there. What?
Yeah, let me check really quickly. We'll check the tips. Somebody said, bet 500 sats that Ross has milked a cat. So somebody bet that, and they gave 500 sats to say it. But yeah, I mean, other than that, those questions are pretty good.
We do have Amish. Amish wanted to speak. Do you have tips for simps or relationship advice for interdimensional alien couples? Going once, going twice.
Somebody just said, all right, hold on, I just lost it. They said, Clancy, is the R negative bloodline stuff legit?
Yes, but it's more like O negative.
So what does that mean exactly for the people that are lost here?
He's talking about like like reptilians and the sacred bloodlines. And it's really fucking deep down the rabbit hole. So
first episode of Obey Podcast?
Question mark? Not the first episode, but we're actually doing the first episode on bloodlines. So I can like dabble in it a little bit. But we'll do another one that's like just on reptilian bloodlines. It'll be cool. So yeah, stay tuned.
Plug. See, that's a plug. That's family plug right there. All right. Well, guys, this is definitely our worst show ever, but I had fun. So, oh, Amish. Amish is here. You do want to ask questions. The floor is yours.
Yo, Amish, ask me a question.
Yo, Amish, you excited for our exhibition at BitBlock Boom?
Oh, yeah. Yo, can I speak on that? Yo, Amish, I ain't with the Fetians on this boxing shit and this organized shit. When I see Soy, I'ma fuck him up. This isn't no, like, boxing fun boy times. I'ma punch him in his face, for sure. So-
All right, you heard it here first.
Yo, Jerry, let's go. Hey, yo, wow. Guys, we're going to go full regarded content. Jerry Springer meets TMZ on Bitcoin Twitter from here on out. You guys are highly regarded, and that's the content you want because the suits don't like us shitposting, guys. The higher-ups are telling me that shitposting is not allowed. So what are we going to do? We're going to shitpost anyways. So, my friends, this has been Optimus Fields at My Living Truth. This has been Bitcoin Kindergarten, Toxic Teachers Lounge with a group of beautiful ladies. I'll add all your guys' tags to the Twitter so you guys can get your ETHOT army, simp army building. We will give you the clout. Other than that, guys, everyone in the YouTube chat, I love you. Keep trolling me. Keep sending me messages. I'll read any message.
You hear me now?
You can pay me as well. Oh, there you go. Yo, what's up, Amish?
My app. All right, good. I'm glad that wasn't you guys moving me down. So I just wanted to check, make sure Ephesians and I guess we're still good to go, bud. All right, let's fucking go.
Amish, how did you guys get into a Soy Boy cult? That's what I'm so like dumbfounded about. Soy Boy, like what the fuck? Like this guy has a cult. Like this is just, I'm so like, I'm lost for words. Like what the fuck? I don't understand what happened. Yeah, like we used to collaborate in our group chat. Like he was like the pickings to clown, and now he has like Power Rangers who like defend him. It's like the weirdest, like
Power Rangers defend him.
I don't know, bro. The man, like, if you say something about this guy, there's like 10 Power Rangers that come in your fucking DMs ready to go, like, in their fucking, what's that like robot thing they go into when they try to fight the final boss?
Voltron.
Weirdest shit I've ever seen before. Honestly, that's why I kind of respect him. It's like, how did he do that? Like, we clown this guy, like, always. And then he, like, got Power Rangers. I don't know what the fuck happened.
Yeah, I mean, imagine having, like, friends who would have your back. I know, you probably don't know what that's like.
Nah. Don't try that shit, Amish.
Yo, Optimus, I hope we're still recording.
Oh, this has definitely been recorded.
Let's go.
Yo. Soy's FBI, dog. He's feds. He's homeless, but he has like a S19 miner that's supposedly mining or some shit. Like, come on. Can't fool me, bro. Yo, Tupac said, my mom ain't raised no fool.
Physical violence. I didn't really come the regarded permatard guy. I don't know what your deal is, but I've never met you. I've never talked to you before.
Who's talking right now? Is that Amish?
You sound like you have a learning disability.
Yes, that's Amish, yeah.
Amish, shut up. Wait, yo, Ephesians, you met this Amish guy before, right?
No, me and Amish are fucking beefing over this stupid nonsense from fucking...
Have you met him? No. Have you met him?
No, we haven't met.
Yo, Amish, what's your stats?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, you don't expect me to cut weight or nothing, right?
No.
Are you over 6 feet?
No. You're welcome to be as big as you want to be, bro.
Pause.
Yo, Perma. Last time I asked you about Nice Guy and Soy, I asked you if you were still beef with them, and you said, "Nah, dude. Nah, I'm cool. I'm all right." And now,
when was that? Date, dude, please. Like, I'm cool with Nice Guy. That's cap. No way. I'm cool with Nice Guy, but bro, Soy, I don't know. The man's lip.
Shit or get off the pot, dude. Shit or get off the toilet. That's all I gotta say, man. Come on now. Come on, dude.
Who the fuck are you?
What do you mean shit or get off the toilet? What do you mean by
that? My name is Roy Batty.
Ray Batty, dog. Yes, Ray Batty, man, bro. No, you can't have your name Batty, bro. Yeah,
not that. Wait. I kind of want like a refresher here, like, because I don't know who's on whose side.
Are we keeping this going?
Yeah, keep it going. Maybe we'll cut the episode right before this started and start a new one or something. But
I'm doing all that.
I need to get. Yeah, I'll learn how to do it. I don't know how to do anything, but I do want to know like what this fight is about and who's on whose side, because I need to pick. I don't know who to pick here, so
we're picking sides here. Bitcoin Kindergarten's officially rebranding as TMZ. Go Jerry Springer live. All right,
so who's fighting who? I don't get
Power Rangers. It's the Power Rangers versus Perma, who's like that like old witch lady, and like his like friend is like that green goblin guy looking.
Don't lie, the old witch lady was based.
No, dude, what the fuck?
Are you the are you the pink Power Ranger or the yellow?
I'm the yellow one. I'm not Asian though.
Yeah, you sound like a yellow.
That's some racist shit.
Yo, Ray Batiman, were you at the Bitcoin conference?
Yeah, I was banging your mother.
Oh, wow. Wow. Your mama. Did you? No, yeah, that's...
No, that's but for just, real, he was.
That's just, like, a grade 2 joke. Come on. Come with, like, better heat.
You liked it.
Perma. I wanted to laugh. Perma. Yo, Ephesians. Yo, Ephesians, who did you meet out of the Power Ranger clan at the Bitcoin conference?
Bro, I met fucking Rogan and fucking bitch-ass Devoto, and I met fucking Roy. Roy is my boy. Roy has never fucking offended me. Roy and I are good money. We're on good terms. But I met fucking Rogan.
All right, hang on. Can I ask Roy a question? Roy, can you assure me that Ephesians is what I've heard he is, which is like 5'4 with a pot belly?
I can confirm this, actually.
Yo,
nah, but Ephesians, I feel like Ephesians can fuck shit up though. Still, I feel like Ephesians can fuck shit up. Anyways, yo,
bro, he got passion.
So, yo, I want to make sure he's not like, you know, like, is he, like, yo, are you? All right, let me ask you, Ephesians, bro, before I agree to fight you, are you a trained fighter?
No. But before you say that, you have already agreed to fight me. There's no backing out of it.
Okay, but are you a trained fighter?
I mean, defined super formally, no. I've been fighting my whole life, though. So let me put it this way. If you're not a trained fighter in any capacity, I'm almost certainly better at fighting than you. Yeah.
Yeah, this is obscure reference. This is going to be like George St. Pierre versus Michael Cera, but I don't know which, like, I don't know, like, which episode. Like, I don't know if this George St. Pierre wins or.
I think, honestly, from what I can tell, and I don't know Amish, like, Jibberwell or anything, but I think it's probably a relatively fair fight because Amish is probably bigger than and more athletic than me, but I'm probably better at fighting.
Wait, Jedi, can I ask you a question? Are you there? Yo, Jedi, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I think
Jedi, honestly, okay, wait. Let me ask Jedi a question.
He's a retarded midget.
Rom, shut up. Yo, Jedi.
Yo.
Okay, I have a question. Like, because honestly, I don't have a problem with most of, like, Soy's people and shit. I just, like, want to know why you guys left. Oh, my God.
Is there a robot in here?
Jedi, I just want to know, like, why do you guys allow Soy to be, like, this LARP? Like, the dude spent months talking about log scale and tipping and all this shit, and then he turned into him, and then you guys are just like, yeah, he's cool still. Like, I don't know. It's just some weird shit. Like, to me, that's, like, cultish behavior.
Out of the group. Now your butt hurts, so you're going.
Yeah, that sounds like a bunch of loaded questions. I'll try and fucking, you know, go through that for
questions, bro. We were all in the same group chat.
Let me summarize this for, like, all the retards.
Ray Batiman, I didn't even know about you till, like, 2 weeks ago, bro.
Bro,
I've been here
for 4 years, brother.
All right, I had.
What's the moral of the story here?
No, we're going to wrap this show up and then we can let this space run for as long as we want. I will let it go, but this is just fucking absolutely atrocious to listen to as a show.
Yeah, I feel that.
So
we have to cut that.
This is, no, I ain't cutting shit. This is the episode for this week. It was absolute trash, but that's why you come here. This is Bitcoin Twitter trash corner over here. But this is the content you guys want. There's more people in here than we've had in all of our spaces when we give you guys actual sauce. So we will continue to get retarded. But yes, Winekiss, continue.
I got a DM from somebody, and he has a question for the ladies. He said, would you date a puppet? P.S. We don't have a penis. So
it's a rhetorical question.
I think they were asking for a friend.
Asking for a friend, definitely. I wonder who the friend was. He might be on the screen right now and in the chat. But, Winekiss, we're going to end this one because this was atrocious. Next week, we will give you some sauce. We will maybe talk about a little Bitcoin. Who knows? Maybe we won't. I don't know. That's kind of our thing now. But, of course, this is Optimus Fields, my co-host Winekiss over there, holding it down. And this has been Bitcoin Kindergarten. This is what you guys want from us. So this is what we will give to you. And again, we will be here next week. Same.